Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. We're in the last Perek Bezus Hashem of a long Masechta. Elohein HaNechnokim. We've learned Barichus about the Niskolim, Nisrofim, those that are Mechuyiv Visayif. We also had in the last Perek Yerani Dachas, which is Avodah Zorah Skila, but it's turned into a different din of Sayif. And now we have the last category, Nechnokim. We had in the previous Mishnah, wherever the Torah says, Yumos, the stummiest of the word Yumas, Chazal Darshan, is Chenek. A lot of Arayis are included in that. But here the Mishnah is going to give the whole list. Hamake Ovi V'imoy. Amakalala V'imoy. The Torah says Skilo. But Hamake Ovi V'imoy, that's only B'chenek. V'goynev Nefesh Mi'Yisrael. Goynev Nefesh Mi'Yisrael is kidnapping. It's interesting that the Posuk says it V'goynev ishu mechorei v'nimtza b'yodei mois yumas, the Torah says in Parshas Mishpatim. But Chazal say that this is really the intention when the Mishnah says lois signoiv in the Aseres Hadibrois, and the what's mentioned over there is the other Averis that are mentioned over there, Averis Chamuris, lois signoiv over there is not going on the monetary shame mazik of lois signoiv, but it's going on goynev ish. But the Torah Lamaisa says goynev ishu mechorei mois yumas as an oynish for itself. Zokin Mamre al Pi Bezdin. This is a din that we haven't had yet. A Zokin Mamre is one of the Sanhedrin HaGodl who's misarev to listen to the final psak of the authoritative Bezdin HaGodl, which is in by the Lishkas HaGozes. And he's paskins not like them. Under certain conditions, there's a posuk of Zokin Mamre in Pasha Shoftim, he's Chayv Misa. We'll have to see more details about that. The Novi Sheker, a Novi Sheker also the Torah says Mois Yumos. A Novi Sheker is somebody who's made as a Novi Asher Yozid Ledabe Dova Bishmi, Eis Asher Loi Tzivisa Ledabe. He's made that he heard Nevuah, and it's not something, it's a Novi Sheker, Asher Yedabe B'Shem Elim Acherim, B'Shem Avoy Dezoru, Meis HaNovi Ahu. We'll see him Yitz Hashem at the end of the parak about this. Hamisnabe b'shem avodizor is included in what we just said, the Novi Sheker and the Misnabe b'shem avodizor. Both of them are mois yumos. Habo'al eshezish is regular arayis. V'zoymi mei bas koyin. This is an interesting halacha. Bas koyin, we learned, the Torah says in Parshas Emma, esavio hi mechalelas, that regular znus, when it's a bas koyin, is upgraded. Since avio hi mechalelas, is chayiv sureifa. Whereas the regular znus is only bechenek. Lanzach halacha. What happens if Edim Zoymin, which we'll learn in Yitz Hashem about in Maseches Makis soon, the halacha is that if Edim are made on somebody that is Chayim Momin, Malkis, Misa, whatever it is, and the Edim are Huzam, which means another Kat Edim came along and said, Imanu Ayisim B'makom Ploini, Kashazomam Lasis Lochiv Ken Yos Eloi. Always the punishment of the Edim Zemim is the same as what they tried to do to their victim that they were trying to frame. The one Oynish, one of the only cases where you can't carry out Kasha Zomam accurately, there are cases where Kasha Zomam is not Shaykh Bechlal. That we'll learn about in the first parak of Malkus. And over there the Oynish is Malkus because it's a lav. Even if you can't be Mekayim Kasha Zomam, you give the Malkus. However, Zoymim Mei Bas Koyin, L'cha'ayra, their oynish should be B'Sreifa. Now, even that's not so simple, because to be made that a woman was Mizana Bas Koyin, you're being made that she's Chayiv Sreifa, but the boil, Habolo, is not B'Sreifa. He's in the regular Chalik. He's not a Bas Koyin. The Torah learns out from a Bazunder Exeris HaKosuv that the Zoymim Mei Bas Koyin get the oynish of the husband, I'm sorry, not the husband, the mezana, the boil, as opposed to the nevelis, even though they bets him tried to kill two people. They tried to kill the peer that was mezana, a him and a her. The him is bechenek, the her is besreifa. Filoch, they get her, his oynish. The Mishnah says, zoym me bas koyin, u boilo, and the one that was boil, or her, which he's also bechenek. Hamake ove vi imoi, eni chayvat shiyase behen chaburu. Makavim doesn't mean a slap, Rachman al-Tzlan. What it means is a person who makes a chabur in one of their appearances. Moitzvem dam. Zechoyme b'mekalu mi b'makeh. Shamekal lach amiso chayiv. a mekala la'achamisa of a parent is chayiv. V'amaka la'achamisa potter. Hako of somebody who died already is not called hako, but a klola is. The Mishnah could have said the obvious over here is bechenek, and in Perek Zayin we had that the mekala of vimer k'mon slom is chayiv skila. And the Mishnah is pointing out an additional nafkamina, and of course it fits very well with the fact that you see one is beskila, one is bechenek. Obviously, it's more common. Hagoyne vishmi yisrael enichayv atshiach nisemu lushusay. What does it mean to kidnap? He has to bring the kidnapped victim into his rishus. The pasuk says v'goyne vishum b'choroi v'nimtza biyodoi mois yumos. Biyodoi means that that person is found b'rishusay. Reb Yehuda oimer atshiach nisemu lushusay v'yishtamish boy. He has to use him as a slave. He has to use him to work. Shenemar V'samer boy u'mukhoroi. V'samer means he used him. U'mukhoroi. He has to... Now the Torah says u'mukhoroi. Sounds like there's two things. V'samer has to use him. He has to be mishtamish in him. He has to subjugate him. U'mukhoroi he also has to sell him. L'maisa tzmachalek tzushenim. Some Rishenim read it v'samer boy and like an u'mukhoroi. Some Rishenim mean v'samer boy u'mukhoroi. Look at the Rav brings from the Gemara that everybody holds the V'yisamah boy, it's Mufush in the Pasuk. The Shaila is only whether V'yisamah boy has to be a Shimush Yesh B'Shova Pruta, there's monetary value, or any type of subjugation, even if it's not money valued, also would be Mekayim D'Tnai V'yisamah boy, and then he's Chayiv. Hagoynev is Benoy, somebody who steals his own son, forcibly takes his son, he kidnaps him, and he subjugates him, and he's going to sell him. Rabbi Shmuel Benoy Shor B'yechim M'Broike M'Chayiv Achachom Poitrim. What's the pshat this machlokes? Look at the Rav. The Rav says the reasoning for the Rabbonon that they part is because the Torah says v'nimtza biyodoi. What's v'nimtza biyodoi? That's an extra pasuk. The pasuk says ki motze ish. Ki motze ish. The pasuk in Sefer Dvarim. Ki motze ish. So the Gemara darshins v'nimtza biyodoi is prat lozeh shehu motze. V'nimtza means he happens to be biyodoi, but somebody who it makes sense that he's biyodoi, that not. Who does it make sense that somebody should be biyode of somebody else? A father very often has control over his son. Usually it's l'tovas son, but over here he's doing it in a perverted way. But since it's motzi biyode, a son to a father, therefore they learn out that he's chayv. Gonav mishe chetzi eved chetzi ben chayv. This is a din that comes up in different places where somebody who's half eved, half ben chayv, he has a tzad yisrael, so the moshul who's he allowed to marry. The Mishnah in Gittin famously says that he can't marry anybody. He has a chelik of him. He was owned by two brothers or two partners. One was Meshachar him, one was not. He has a tzad in him that's a ben chayrin, that's a Yisrael gomer, and he's not allowed to marry a shivcha. He also has a tzad in him that's an evid. He's not allowed to marry a bas Yisrael. Well, let's say for him to blow shofar is a problem because it's a half a mitzvah to kiyah shofar. There's a lot of examples in Shas. We have dinim of chetzi evid and chetzi ben chayrin. So here you have another one. Since he's Meshuchar Bechetzi, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, because the Chetzi of him, that's a Ben Yisrael, could also be Chayev. The Pasuk says, and Pasuk says, Ki motze ish goynev nefesh me'echov mibnei Yisrael. Mibnei Yisrael means not an Eved. Mibnei Yisrael, if it would say Bnei Yisrael, so it would be Memayit, somebody who's a Chetzi of a Chetzi Mechayev, who has to be a Gantz Yisrael. Mibnei Yisrael means he doesn't have to be completely Bnei Yisrael. It's a miut achamiut. Bnei Yisrael, Mibnei Yisrael. So that teaches us chetzi ev chetzi mechayim yichayiv. V'chom poitim, they don't dash in this drasha. They have Bnei Yisrael. He has to be completely Jewish. He's not. It's really potter. Mishnah Beis. Zoken Mamre al pi bezdin. Zoken Mamre we described before is in Pasha Shoiftim. Ki polim imchot dova la mishpot. The pasuk says when there's a shver shaila, ben dom ledom ben din ledim, either it's a din of isav heter or ben din ledin, it's a din teiru chayshem mishpat, ben nega lo nega dinei taharis divrei rivois b'sharecha. There's some machloikis between rabbonim, between poskim, between dayonim. V'kamta v'olisa l'amokam ashiv chayshem lekecha boy. Go to that place where the Rebbein Shem chose. That's the Sanhedrin Agolu in the Lishkas HaGozes. The Torah says over there, they ask the Shiloh, and what they say, that's Torah. ושמעת לעשות ככל אשר ירוחו, ועשיס על פי הדובר שיגיד לך מן המוקם ההוא. That's it. לא סוסו מן הדובר, there's a love for anybody to be סוסו מן הדובר, אשר יגיד לך ימין ושמאל. You do agree, you don't agree, it's right, it's left. They said it, that's the Torah, that's the halacha. ואיש אשר יעשה בזודוין, the one who's over, willingly, בזודוין, לבלתי שמוע על הכהן, אוהבין לשוע השם, אשר השם לגחו, ומסו איש ההוא ביארת הרם ישראל, וכל העם ישמו ויראו. So Torah says that somebody doesn't listen to the Bez Nagodl, is oivin lava loy sosur, and if he does it bemezid, he's chai misa. So the Mishnah gives a little bit more of a detailed picture. Shloisha bat dinim hayushom. There were three dinim in Yerushalayim, that from any place where they couldn't decide the psak halacha, the final poisik, the final machriya was the dayorim kimitzin teitzei Torah dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Echad yeshiv al pesach harabayis. There was one bezin that sat by the entrance to the Har Bayis. This is by the Shar Mizrochi of the Ezus Noshim. The Beis Hamikdash runs from east to west, the west being the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the Kodesh, the Heichel. Then there's the Azor, and then there's the Ezus Noshim. This is by the Shar of the Ezus Noshim, which is the other end, the Mizruch side of the Har Bayis. Ve'echad Yoishev, Al Pesach HaZorah, going through the Ezus Noshim into the Ezus Yisrael, there was another Bezdin. The Echad Yoshi Belishkas Hagozis. Lishkas Hagozis is built in the Azara. It's a room where half of it was in the Azara, half of it not. The reason why it had to be half in the Azara is because it has to come, we learn now from Sukkim, that Bezdin with that Koyach of being the Rebbes of Gans Klal Yisrael have to have the Koyach Hashor Sashchin of being in the Makom HaMikdash. That's only in the Azara. On the other hand, there's no din to sit in. There's an Isser to sit, except for Malchus from Beis David, one's not allowed to sit. So Memel, the Chelik where they sat when they heard, was the Chelik of the room that was on the other side, that was not part of the confines of the Azor. You have to see more about that in Meseches Tomin and Midus. Boim Lezeh Shal Pesach Arbayis, who came into the Arbayis from the Tzad HaMizrach, Voimer, and you say to that Bez, if there was a Shalom that came, there's a Bezna Chaifa that can't be Machriya Shiloh in Hilchas Tum of Vetaira, Hilchas Isaveta, Choshe Mishpot. Kach Dorashti Vekach Dorshu Chaveta. This was my Taina, this is the way I dash in the Pasuk, this is the way they dash, this is the way I was Mekabal the Din, this is the way they were Mekabal the Din. This was my Svar, this was their Svar, etc. Kach Limadati Vekach Limdu Chaveta. I learned like this, they learned like this. Im Shomu, Oimrim Lohem. If they hear the Bezna Shal Pesach Harbayis, they hear one side. Oimrim lohem, lufi what their kabbalah is. Vim lav, if that's a new shaila that they don't have a hachroin, and that's a shaila that they haven't been mekabel from their rabbeim, from the Friya de Gedor, boin lehen loisin shal pesach hazor, they have to go to a higher authority. Voime. This dain from Haifa says kach v'dor ashti v'kach v'osh gaver, kach lamati v'kach lom d'chaver, im shomu. The Bezin that's on Al Pesach Hazara heard from their Rabbeim, this halacha, they have a Messiah to have a Kabbalah, Oimim Lohem Vim Lav, Elu Voelu, Boim, everybody goes, the Dayonim of the two Bote Dinim that were asked and didn't have the Tshuva, they all go to the Bezin Agadol Shavulishkas Hagozi, Shemimenu Yoitzis Ter Lecho Yisol Shenemar, Min Amokim Ahu Ashiv Hashem, that's the chosen place, that's the final Koyach Achro in Teiru Feklai Yisroh. Chozal Iroy, if that Dayan goes back to his town, goes back to Haifa, Tel Aviv, wherever it is, Vishonav Alime Bidech Shayalomid, if he goes back and he says his Hachro, which was connected to the final Hachro, the Heilige Dayonim in the Bezna Godl, Potter, he's Potter. That means he goes back and he repeats his Tzad. So that is Potter. He's supposed to be Machni himself. And he's supposed to say over what he was mekabel the Bezna Godel, but if he just says over his tzad, he's still potter. V'mhoira lasos, he was machriya keneged, and he paskin halacha l'maisa, and he paskin keneged the Sanhedrin Godel, that is chayev. Shenema voyusha sheyase bizodoin, ayne chayev ad sheyera lasos. The pasuk says asheyase bizodoin. It has to be the zodoin over here has to bring the halacha l'maisa. He's paskin halacha l'maisa. Not just he still holds that way. No, that's not enough. He has to paskin ad sheyera halacha l'maisa. Talmud shahir alas is potur. Talmud, somebody who's not considered a dayin that has smicha shehira la'asoyz, that he had the chutzpah to be machir k'negev ez nagal. It's a bigger aver. It's a chutzpah. The zokin at least is a qualified authority. Just he couldn't come to a final lachro together with the dayanim that sat with him. He had to go higher and higher until he went to the final authority. But at least he's a qualified pesik. What happens if you have somebody who's not a qualified? He doesn't have smicha. He can't pass in a shayla. So stama passing. Somebody who's not qualified is passing. But faker, that's his saving grace. Nimsa chumroi kuloi. The fact that it's more chomer is the pshat. This aver doesn't even fit into what the Torah is talking about. It's stama chutzpah. It's like similar. I want them heard from my Rebbe, Michal Zulbashlita, from Yerushalayim, that for a regular person to be mizgoya is an avera, but the Torah doesn't warn us of gaiva for a regular person. The Torah says by a melech in Pasha Shoftim, a melech is taka somebody. The Torah says levilti rum levavoy. A regular person is not a shoyte. What are you being about gaiva about? The avera that's mentioned in the Torah is somebody who has what to be mizgor, and is mizgor, that's the avera. Over here also, the mishaloi higia loiro, mitoi chumroi, that he's such a mechutziv, and he's so unqualified, is stam garnish giton. That's not the avera of bizodoin that he was oisim.